This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. An interim government has just been announced in Tunisia. The country has been in turmoil since the president fled the country last Friday amid a popular uprising. Not everyone is happy about the temporary government. Key posts are still in the hands of the ruling party of ousted President Zine El Abidine Ben Ali. One of those is the ministry that controls the police. And as NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports, after years of living under Ben Ali's feared police squads, Tunisians now look to the army for their safety and their future.
A fierce gun battle raged in central Tunis Sunday at dusk. For 3 hours, the sounds of shooting cracked through the air and a helicopter circled overhead. Citizens were confined indoors long before their usual 8 o'clock curfew, and those in hotels were told to stay away from windows because of sniper fire. Earlier in the day, the army arrested former President Ben Ali's security chief, who was accused of ordering the killings of civilians and plotting against the state. Human rights activist Mosoud Ramdani said the gunfight broke out as the army tried to root out other members of Ben Ali's elite police force.
These people have got arms and munitions, and they continue to use these arms to terrify people.
Mosoud and other Tunisians say Ben Ali's henchmen are sowing chaos to try to make the country fail. The former Tunisian president built his system with the help of his powerful police force. According to one European human rights report, they played a role in all political, social, and cultural aspects of Tunisian life. Tunisians downright loathe Ben Ali's personal security police, especially since his forces opened fire on protesters over the last month. Cell phone videos posted on Facebook showing the killing of protesters by police snipers enraged people and helped stoke the revolution. This reporter witnessed policemen beating young protesters with truncheons in a back alley under her hotel window just before Ben Ali fled. Minutes later, a frightened young man knocked at my door asking if I could hide him from the police. During the final mass protest last Friday, just before police attacked with tear gas, many people poured out their grievances to reporters over Ben Ali's regime. The raw emotion in this woman's voice says it all. She was too afraid to give her name.
30 police came to my house and took my child away last March. He's just a student. I still don't know where he is. They are monsters and liars.
Since Ben Ali's departure, the veil of fear is slowly lifting. 60-year-old Ben Youssef Outman explains to me, out on the open streets, how Tunisians feel about the police and the army. He says he never would have talked so openly a week ago. Outman says he and other Tunisians welcome the army. They're seen as a professional force that's politically neutral. The army also refused Ben Ali's orders to fire on protesters. Now, Outman says the army is protecting the Tunisian people from Ben Ali's thugs. Monsef Marzouki is the head of a Tunisian opposition party and has been living in exile in Paris for the last decade. He'll be coming home this week to take part in Tunisia's new democracy.
All of the Tunisian people are confident in the army, that it will stop these gangs who are trying to sow confusion, and that it will be the guarantor of our peaceful transition to democracy.
The interim government says new elections will be held within 6 months, but many Tunisians believe Ben Ali's party should have been banned instead of made part of the temporary government. And with his party still in charge of the police, they say, their days of living in fear may not be over after all. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Tunis.